下面的报道来自阿联酋国家报，说阿联酋首都阿布扎比呢计划建一座革命性的新式监狱，囚犯在整个服刑期间呢可能见不到任何一个狱警，与囚犯打交道的呢将只有社工、培训人员、心理学家、顾问和医务人员，狱警呢将退居幕后，除非必要时才会介入。当地的官员称呢，监狱的作用应该是改造人，而不是惩罚人。The National reports prison authorities in Abu Dhabi are planning a revolutionary new jail in which inmates could serve their whole sentences without ever seeing a prison guard. Officials say the purpose of prison should be rehabilitation rather than punishment, that they believe in a restorative and humane correctional system in which inmates are not simply prisoner, and that the new jail will revolutionize the relationship between inmates and guards.
Yes, Colonel Mohammed Al-Zabi, manager of Abu Dhabi's Punishment and Corrections Department, said the new jail would be a progressive, secure correctional facility in which prisoners would not encounter armed guards but would deal primarily with social workers. They have found that prisoners see guards as rivals.
And inmates will instead communicate and be seen by social workers, trainers, psychologists, counselors, and medical staff. He said they will be in the forefront and be dealing with the inmates on a daily basis from the moment they enter prison until they leave. A prisoner might come in and leave the facility without ever seeing a prison guard.
That would be so interesting to see what happens with this experiment.
Yeah.
There will be staff of more than 600 available around the clock. They'll conduct daily sessions with the prisoners. Colonel Al-Zabi said social workers can absorb a prisoner's anger or frustrations and are the most qualified people in the mission to rehabilitate. Along with psychologists, they're the most suited to pinpoint underlying problems and help resolve them. There will be security guards available behind the scenes, but they'll only intervene if necessary, like, for example, if one of the social workers is attacked, for example, I imagine. Do you know, Holland has a really good idea. For non-violent prisoners, you know what they do in Holland? They have what they call weekend prisons, and so people, for example, I don't know, that have been convicted of minor offences, they go to prison at the weekend, but then they're released on Sunday night so they can go to work.
Wow, it sounds... spent a holiday during weekend
well,
somewhere.
Well, no, it's not a holiday because that's their family time that they're deprived of. No, the reason behind this, weekend prisons, is very good. It means that the family doesn't break up. There's still an income coming into the family because that person can go to work from Monday to Friday. But every Friday night, they have to go back to the prison for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And therefore, they lose their liberty at the weekend, but it doesn't break up the family and it doesn't affect the family income.
Yeah,
I think
it's
a good
idea. Yeah, that makes sense for people who really do trivial mistakes,
yes,
you know.
Exactly. People that aren't a violent threat to society. And it seems to work very well. The Dutch have some very good ideas. You look at their sex education. I mean, they have the most advanced sex education and the lowest unwanted teenage pregnancy rate in Europe as a result of that, that creativity in their thinking.
Yeah, and talking about this new prison, it reminds me of a very interesting phenomenon here in China recently. Some schools started to promote examinations without teacher monitoring students, you know.
Oh, I expect the pass rate will increase. Because they'll all be using their mobile phones,
to get
the answers.
If in one class any of the students cheat, and then the whole class will not pass the exam as punishment. So no students really cheat.
That's interesting.
In this examination.
Do you know, there was a similar experiment done at a business school in America, a very famous one. All the business students were given a task that they had to complete. They had to write some sort of business proposal. And they were told that they must not speak to each other or share their ideas. And then the examiner left the room. But the thing was, the only way the task could be completed was if they did work together. And this was the whole point of it, to see if they would collaborate in secret, which they all did.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yes.